people.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen up with the workers.
Yeah, yeah.
And up with the students.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're young and old.
Yeah, yeah.
We're queer and straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Roll up with the people.
Yeah, yeah.
And turn with Bush.
Boom, boom.
That greedy Bush.
Boom, boom.
And down with the war.
Boom, boom.
This is a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special.
We're at the big peace demonstration.
With the labor contingent, and we are submerged in a sea of people. This woman has a Unite sign, and I think that Unite has something to do with the garment workers. Tell us who you are, and are you encouraged by this incredible crush of people who are saying no to the Bush administration?
Yes, absolutely. I'm with Unite here. We're both garment workers and hotel and casino workers. I am absolutely impressed. I think it's going to be a tremendous crowd and a tremendous day.
And why is Unite here?
I think our very future depends upon getting rid of Bush. He's eroded all of the gains, not only on the labor board, but our civil liberties. We've got to get rid of Bush. We've got to get out of this war and spend our money much more wisely.
What about Bush in terms of immigration issues? Clearly, Unite represents significant numbers of people who are new immigrants.
His policies on immigration are way in the Stone Age. We need a president that's going to adequately address the issues of immigrant rights and immigrants being able to be full-fledged participants in our society.
When we say Unite here, we mean the new combined union. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about the new Unite here.
It's now 415,000 members strong. It's joining two very progressive and aggressive unions into one to fight for workers' rights. We feel that this combined power is going to move us into this century and really fighting for workers' rights. We are poised on the cusp of making tremendous strides for labor unions around the country and around the world.
And your name?
My name is Wilma Neal.
We're here with the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. Why don't you tell us who you are and why you're here?
I am a taxi worker. I'm proud to be one. This is a reckless war. There's absolutely no basis for it, no justification for it. And he's spending lots of money for this war, and he's reducing the nation's income by giving tax cuts to the wealthy. My daughter will have to pay for this reckless economic wildness of his.
Have you been carrying any Republicans around in your taxi?
I hope not. They better be incognito if they're Republicans. Right now they're trying to smear the Democratic candidate, Mr. Kerry, as they have smeared others, including John McCain in the primary when Bush ran in 2000.
Well, you know, Ken, I also see over there a long-term civil liberties advocate, and maybe we can wade into this labor contingent and find out what he's doing in the middle of the PSC CUNY contingent. Who are you, and why are you here?
That is a really existential question.
Frank Deal from the CUNY Law School.
And you're here with the PSC contingent. What does PSC CUNY mean?
PSC is the faculty staff union of the City University of New York. And we're an activist union, and we have a great turnout here to protest Bush's policies.
Frank Deal is also an attorney who had worked at the Center for Constitutional Rights. And just put on your kind of civil liberties lawyering hat for a moment. What do you think is happening during this period of time, and how does that in order to the Bush administration?
Well, that's a pretty long story because a lot of the diminutions began from the moment he took office through the actions of the Supreme Court of the United States. Everybody in the audience knows a tremendous amount of organization around the Patriot Act. We are fighting that at the national level. It's really an international struggle because the Bush administration's police tactics have permeated policing practices throughout the world. And here in New York City, I just want to point out, I was out there with the bikers on Friday night, and the amount of police presence was absolutely extraordinary. And it was the first anti-Bush event of the convention season. It was really a tremendous success. Tremendous numbers of people were out there.
Let me just ask you now, we're with the PSC contingent, and they've been very outspoken against the war. But how does that impact on the labor union as a labor union? How does the war, how does Bush impact?
It's in a number of different ways. I think primarily it's a question of finances, and of course that affects all workers. We have to fight tremendous struggles to maintain our benefits, and the money is for the most part state monies, but if so much of the state money is being routed into the war on terrorism, it just means less, and of course the war in Iraq, it means, and with the refusal of the administration to tax the corporations, it means that the burden is put on working people. And we pride ourselves at CUNY as being an institution which trains working people, and we're really catching the brunt of it. So our struggles are very intense struggle. As academics and as staff workers, we're also touched by it because of the diminutions of academic freedom. Right after September 11, we had a panel discussion up at City College, and because a number of our faculty and staff spoke against the attacks in Afghanistan and Iraq, there was tremendous criticism directed towards the university, towards the discussion, and towards those faculty members. And we know that under the Patriot Act, I mean, that moves to essentially find out the books that people are actually reading. So financially, educationally, politically, we're in the midst of a very, very bitter, long-term struggle here.
Well, Frank Diehl, thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for your many years of activism and diligence. Do you feel daunted in any way now? You've been out here a long time.
What was so nice about Friday was seeing the tremendous numbers of young people. It's nice to know that there are people behind us. Those of you who are out there listening, I just want to say you've been great, and we learned from you, and come out and join us.
You made the mistake of wearing a hat.
I know.
Ken, I'm here with a gentleman who's also with the labor contingent, and he has a VFW hat, and much hay is being made out of the police, what the speculated positions are of people who served in Vietnam. Perhaps you can tell us who you are and why you're here, and what, if anything, this has to do with your having served in Vietnam.
Well, my name is Brian Keelan. I'm here with the labor contingent. I represent the Flushing Letter Carriers, Branch 294. I was in Vietnam in 1968. I was with the 198 Light Infantry Brigade as a combat medic. Bush has taken war to a new level now with a preemptive strike, and this is something that's anti-American in my book. He's also putting American troops in harm's way and then abandoning them when they come home. He's cutting the budget, the VA budget, and closing veterans' hospitals, and that's one of the reasons I'm here. Also, this is an anti-worker administration, and that's the other reason.
And letter carriers, are there a lot of letter carriers out here?
Yes, there's a few around me now, and there'll be more Tuesday and Wednesday.
What's happening Tuesday, Wednesday?
Central Labor Council will be marching, all the labor unions will be marching Wednesday, and the Metro APWU will be marching Tuesday. And it's a march with concerned postal workers, actually. They'll be marching against they're trying to reorganize the postal service right now, and they want to take collective bargaining rights away. We're against that. And they'll be marching Tuesday, we'll be out Wednesday with all the other labor unions because of the anti-worker sentiment in this administration.
Well, Lynn Taylor, tell us about the role of librarians in all of this.
What I'd like to say today is truly we need class war to end all war and all power to the public sector. The Bush agenda has taken money from all of the social services, walked over the rights of labor, and put it into war. And that is class war, and we need to call them on it. We need to call them on it now. We got a bad contract in the city. Everyone all over the country, there's no health insurance, there's no education, there's nothing. And it's time that we say no, and that we say no loud and clear. We say it today, we say it tomorrow.
You said it's time. I think so. We've been on a downward slide for about 35 years now. You want to put this thing in perspective?
What has happened since 1975, which actually was the granddaddy of all concession contracts in the United States after the Vietnam War, you have a situation where the ruling class has been on the offensive, and unfortunately they have been winning. And they have been winning by defunding the public sector, lowering taxes. There's a steady drumbeat to the right. If you saw the New York Times recently on the poverty level in the United States, it basically has not changed since the war on poverty from the 1960s. And our fight so far has just been just to stop the loss.
And how does this affect your public libraries?
The libraries are down to 5-day service. We've lost over 250 members. The book budgets are cut. The FBI and with the Patriot Act is lurking right at the doors. On Thursday, there was an incident where the police came in and took away a patron who was using the internet for unfounded reason. So this is going on right in the public libraries in New York City today, and it's scandalous. It should be stopped.
Okay, your last words?
All power to the public sector.
We've been talking to Lynn Taylor, Vice President, New York Public Library, Local 1930, DC 37, AFSCME.
From the mass anti-war protest with the Korean drummers behind me, this has been a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special. And we are woken up. We're building, and we're building a movement. We're building a woman's movement. We're building a movement of oppressed people, of immigrants who have been profiled and abused. We're building a movement of workers, and that's what we're going to focus on. New York City Union rally against the Bush agenda. If there's one thing that is uniting the labor movement, it is the anti-worker, inhumane policies of the sitting president. And a united labor movement is holding a rally in the field now.
The rally is starting now, and our old friend Dave Dyson is chairing it.
Okay,
we're a lot of anti-war work.
Okay, we're going to listen to Dave Dyson.
We've got another real treat for you now. One of the great singer-songwriters of this generation. If you've been watching the documentary, The Lost Highway, you've seen his work and you've heard his words. Give a wild New York City welcome to Steve Earle.
This goes out to the heroes of the United Mine Workers in Harlan County, Kentucky. I'm a Harlan man. I went down in a mine on my feather broom. It was easy then. I didn't know what I know now. I'm a family man. It's the only life I've ever known. 'Cause I'm a Harlan man. As long as my luck and my lungs hold out. I'm a mountain man. I'm born in East Kentucky and here I'll stay. It's a good Lord's plan. I wake up in the morning by looking at the end of another long week, and I draw my pay, 'cause I'm a Harlem man. You never catch me whining, I ain't that kind. I'm a union man, just like my daddy and all my kin. I take a union stand. No matter what the company says, got me two good hands. Y'all, as long as I'm able, won't give in, 'cause I'm a Harlem man. I'm a coal mining mother till the day I'm dead.
I live in Middle Tennessee, and there's a part of the country not very far from me and that I wrote that song about. That's about Kentucky in the not-too-distant past. And the thing is that part's a really, really pretty part of the world. And it used to be that they came in there because they wanted the coal, and they took it out, and people at least got work out of the deal. They weren't necessarily always treated fairly, but at least they were. Nowadays, they just come in, they knock off the top of the mountain, they scoop the coal out, and sometimes they don't even leave the mountain the way they found it, and nobody even gets a job. There are some people in this world, they just want to do a job of work, be treated fairly, be paid a fair wage, and go home and play with their kids.
Got a boss? Get a union.
Steve Earle. Does anybody here know Danny Glover? I want to introduce to you, to introduce him, the president of Unite, H-E-R-E. Any of you guys out there? Let's bring on President Bruce Rayner. Give him a big New York hand.
Let me hear the labor movement. These are our streets. This is our town. On behalf of the 440,000 hardworking members of Unite here and over 400,000 retirees, we are working to take back America for working people. We built this country. It's our country, and it's time we took it back. We are tired of tax cuts for the wealthy. We are tired of seeing millions of good jobs go down the drain. We are tired of an administration that rules only for the rich and not for the people that make America work. We're tired of an administration that denies overtime to 6 million Americans. Shame! 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 Brothers and sisters, we are tired of an administration that has money to build prisons but no money to build schools and pay teachers. That's a damn disgrace! And the bunch meeting in our city at Madison Square Garden, they don't represent America. America is out here in the streets. America is here, not in Madison Square Garden. The people that build the fabulous buildings in America are the working people, the building trade union. The people that make the hotels work are union members, working people. The people that work in the hospitals are union members. The people that drive the trains. The people that do the work of this country are the working people in the labor movement of America, not that bunch of thieves at Madison Square Garden. We are here today to send a message all across America. This is our country, not theirs. They may have the money, but we've got the people. There are more of us on the street than there are in that whole damn arena. And brothers and sisters, we are not alone. The working people of America are joined by powerful allies. Well, I want to introduce to you a brother and an ally of working people all across America. There are many famous actors and actresses who make a lot of money and achieve fame. And with that fame, they take care of themselves. But there are a few who take that notoriety and fight to make America a better country for all people. I want to introduce to you the son of two union activists, a son of the civil rights movement. Welcome to this labor rally, one of America's loudest, strongest, most charismatic union members. Union brothers and sisters, let's welcome Danny Glover.
The people united will never be defeated. My brothers and sisters, and I say my brothers and sisters, because these are my brothers and sisters, members of the working class, the rank and file of my brothers and sisters. That's what this election is about. This is an election about you, and it's about you and your families, and you and your children. That's what this election is about. And we have to fight. I'm an action hero. But when I talk about immigrant workers, I'm not talking about privileged immigrant workers. I'm not talking about immigrant workers who have the cream of the crop. I'm talking about immigrant workers who are Haitian health care services, who are Jamaican sugarcane workers. That's the kind of immigrant workers that I'm talking about. When I'm talking about immigrant workers, I'm talking about the men and women who pick up fruits and vegetables. I'm talking about those who work in sweatshops. I'm talking about those who are underemployed. Those are the immigrant workers, not the privileged immigrant workers who don't even pay their own taxes in California. We got to fight on our hair because we got to bring our young men and women home from Iraq. We got to fight on our hand. We got to stop this occupation. We got to fight on our hand because we got to bring decent housing and low-income housing to people who are homeless. So we have to fight not only for our rights and not for only for what we need as working people, but we have to fight for those who are unemployed. We have to fight for those who are underpaid. We have to fight for those who sleep in the belly of our cities. We have to fight for them as those. This is what this fight is about. And you have to lead the fight. Working people have always led the fight. They've always been there at the very critical moments. Rank and file working people are the backbones of our cities. We have to honor our own legacy. And our legacy says that we have to fight now. We have to fight. We have to stand up and fight. We have to work harder, and we have to use all our energies because we have to change this country around, and only working people will save this country. We got work to do because we need to rebuild our cities. We got work to do because we need to rebuild our schools. We got work to do because there's 1.5 million more people who are uninsured. We got work to do because health costs have gone up 50% for working people. We have work to do because more than 2.5 million jobs have been lost in this country over the last 4 years. We got work to do, and we can't stand still. So we got to march. We got to march today. We got to march tomorrow. We got to march after November. We have to continue to march. We cannot put down our banners once the election happens. We can't go home and go to sleep once the election happens, but we have to continue to fight. We have to march. We have to march on October 17th. We have to march in Washington, D.C. Working people are getting together on October 17th to march in Washington, D.C. We have to be there. It doesn't take away from what work we have to do. It doesn't take away in terms of us getting the regime change that is so desperately needed. It only adds to it. We have to continue to build this movement because we have to build this movement from the ground up, and we have to build this movement with working people. What do I say? We have to fight. It's our fight. It's our children, and it's our country and our world. We have to fight for all those working people. We have to fight for the people in the Sudan. We have to stand up for them. We have to stand up for the people who've been dispossessed because of our foreign policy. We have to stand up for them. We have to stand up for our fellow workers all over the world. Demand that they receive adequate incomes. Demand that they receive adequate benefit and working conditions. We have to fight for those people, whether they're in Africa, whether they're in the former Soviet Union, whether they're in China, where we have to fight for them. We have to fight. That is our legacy, because we've always fight. There's nothing new. Everything you've gotten, every victory you want, it's because of a fight. That power is never relinquished itself. Power is only respected demand, and we have to demand. So, you are the real action heroes. Not Arnold Schwarzenegger, not me. You are the real action heroes. And we have to let our voices heard. We have to let them know right at Madison Square Garden that they don't march into this city and think that they own us. They don't march into this city and they think that they tell us. We determine what needs to be done in this. We have to bring peace to our neighborhoods. We have to bring peace to this world, and we have to fight for it. Let's take back America. Let's take back America. Let's take back America. And I'll see you on October 17th in Washington, D.C. Let's take back America.
Danny Glover. We made you a promise, and unlike the people in the White House, we keep our promises. Tom Morello. He's a Grammy Award winner. He's a founder of Rage Against the Machine and Radio Slave. He's a big piece of rock and roll history. Whenever workers need him, he is there. Give it up for Tom Morello!
As a proud member of the Musicians Union in Los Angeles, California, it's an honor to be here with you today. This song is a freedom song. This song is a fighting song. This song, brothers and sisters, is a union song. For the fired auto workers who are twisted, tricked, and robbed, to the peasant in Guatemala in a sweatshop got your job. But she can't feed her family on the pennies that she makes. Meanwhile, the crime rate's rising up and down the Great Lakes states. Like vegetables left in the field, the signatures smell rotten on the contracts and the deeds that push the race down to the bottom. As they load the rubber bullets, as they fire another round, I'm heading into the tear gas. Dig in, man, hold your ground. For Joe Hill and Cesar Chavez, who fought in their own time, for our brothers and our sisters up and down that picket line, for the unnamed and unnumbered who struggle brave and long, for the union men and women standing up and standing strong. Hip! Si nos queremos juntos vamos a ganar. See, y'all hit them where it hurts and bite the hand that feeds. You might get 1 to 3 or probation and a fine, but I know where I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be right on that front line for Joe Hill and Cesar Chavez, who fought in their own time, for our brothers and our sisters up and down that picket line, for the unnamed and unnumbered who struggle brave and long, for the union men and women standing up and standing strong. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. Dirty scabs will cross the line while others stand aside and look. But ain't nobody never got nothing that didn't raise a voice and push. Like the steelworker in Ohio, the miner in West Virginia, the teacher in Chicago, janitor in Mississippi. From the sweatshops in New York to the field to Mission Flats, there's a thundercloud exploding. Say, free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last! Like Joe Hill and Cesar Chavez, who fought in their own time. Like our brothers and our sisters up and down that picket line. Like the unnamed and unnumbered, who struggle brave and long. Like the union men and women standing up and standing strong. Like the unnamed and unnumbered, who struggle brave and long. Like the union men and women standing up and standing strong.
This has been a Building Bridges, your community and labor report, Labor Against Bush and the Republican National Convention special, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
And if you want to get in touch with us, Mimi, M-I-M-I, at buildingbridgesonline.org. That's Mimi at buildingbridgesonline.org.